I want you to bow your heads. Father, without this word, we're just going to be making a lot of noise, but if your spirit is in control, then my mouth will give what they need, in Jesus' name. I wanted you to come with me to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. You can read the whole thing for yourself, but I'm going to try to verse number 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Verse 9 is probably the most important. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. When you are tapped into your spirit, you're tapped into your eternal part, the part of you that will never die. When you're tapped into your thoughts and the way that you have been trained to think, to adjust, to use the talents you have, that's all carnal. And totally by accident today, I ran into somebody that I hadn't seen for quite a few years. And when they left this house of prayer, there was a genuine attempt to have this individual aware of their choice and the cost that is involved. And today, after several years, and don't rack your brain trying to figure out what it is, because I'm not going to tell you. I saw why they're gone, and I was grateful. Okay? Because I've seen zero change since they chose to make the decision that they did. And I know that their thoughts are justified because that's all I heard, is all the justification. You know? And I thought, oh my God, even after this amount of time, there's been no change. Anybody relate to what I'm talking about? A person will be respected with their thought patterns depending on where they are and for how long they've had them. It doesn't matter how long, but the bottom line that I'm looking at is this. God had poured out an incredible amount of grace, not because they needed to be with us, but they needed to be in a church. And they chose somewhere else, and that's fine. But I haven't seen any change in these number of years, and it's quite a few number, quite a big number. So what am I saying to you? I know myself, every week I see a change. Every day I see different things that God is showing me. And I'm never, never getting used to it. I never want to get used to it. I want to see a miracle every single day. I want to have a praise report before the Lord every single morning when I get up. And I want one at night before I go to bed. And you know, your thoughts. I used to be an escape artist. Anybody relate to escape? I would stay up at night to watch the latest movie so that I wouldn't have to think. And I would be up many hours just to try to be so worn out that when I hit the bed, I would conk out. Okay? And I did this for years because I didn't have an answer. When the Holy Ghost came into my life, I started to stay up and read the Word. Sometimes it was 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning before I got to bed. But you know what? I wasn't tired. Because I was feeding on bread. and not my thoughts. I was feeding on his thoughts. I was feeding on his way of doing things instead of the escape mode, which was television. I hated to read, so I asked the Lord to create a hunger for his word. And I found that I could read. And I enjoyed it. Then, of course, he pulled the rug from under me and he told me I had to start reading in French, and that really did me in. But I stretched and I did it. I read the entire Bible from cover to cover in French. And I mean, I can remember saying to the Lord, I don't understand. He says, don't worry about it. I do. Do you hear me? I've only gone to second grade in French. So second grade doesn't give you much of a background. But it gave me enough that when I got to a heavy word that I didn't know, I skipped it. The second time I read the Bible from cover to cover in French, guess what? I'd go knock on mom's door. And I'd write down the words that I didn't understand, and she would give me the information. There's no excuse to run away. You have the word of the living Father in English available to you. You don't have to read it in French. And I'm not picking on anybody, but I'm trying to tell you that his thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Verse 9, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth. What are you made out of? Earth and water. Yeah. Okay? As the rain and the snow comes down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth, mankind, it buds and flourishes so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Notice who's in charge of the words that come out of your mouth. So if you're constantly declaring something negative, what are you going to reap? If you are constantly declaring what God says about your problem or difficulty or hardship, what are you going to reap? The seeds that are His. And I would definitely say to you, don't look at your neighbor. Just look at yourself. Look at your own heart. The one that you're working on is you. The one that needs healing is you. There was a season in my life that everything that went wrong in my family was my wife's fault. And when it wasn't my wife, it was somebody else. I had a real good list of guilty, guilty, guilty culprits. And it was wrong. I had to wake up and read this chapter. There's no telling how many times I read this out loud to myself. And the word I has been circled around here. Verse 11, it is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire. So your desires, if they're off center, what happens? Your mouth is going to follow the desire. If it's in the right place, you're going to desire the heavenlies. If it's in the wrong place, you're going to desire the natural things. And I'm not picking on anybody. I'm telling you where I lived. I wanted relief at any cost. Now, none of you have ever had that problem, so I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to me. Because I did it, and I lived it. Verse 12. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. And the mountain and hill will burst into song before you. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Now, I want to give you another concept about the word. so that maybe you'll get a different picture of who you are in Christ. In John, the Gospel of John, it says, and the Word was made... Yeah. What was his commission from the Father? What was Christ's commission? What was Jesus' commission from the Father? To take a sin. Yeah, so his plan was literally laid out for him, and the eventual death had already been prepared. Okay? But he was the Word made flesh. The Word. Which Word are you? Which Word are you? I went to a wedding a few weeks ago. And before I left, I started to pray and I said, Lord, what do you have for these two? And the Lord reminded me of my own name. Say, first comes the flesh, second comes the spirit. Okay? Jacob's first name was supplanter. His new name was?
Israel.
Prince in the kingdom. Amen. So, he says Israel. Now, my first name, Camille. My second name, Elijah. Didn't like the idea that they had chosen those names for years. But I began to understand that one had a specific meaning. And it was really something quite awesome. Because the word Camille, if you look up its meaning, means a servant in the house of God. I was pretty excited. When I learned what Elijah meant, I was quite excited about that too. But it wasn't developed. And when I went to this wedding, this couple's names, I knew the first names, but on the wedding invitation, their second names were mentioned. And the Lord said, relate their future to their spiritual name, which was their second name, which is their second nature. The first came flesh. The second came was the spirit name. And that's what came out of my mouth over them when I anointed them. What am I saying to you? There's more to you than you know. God has a plan, and you are a word being formed to produce and to do a work in the earth. Which earth? This earth first, and then the work of the earth around you. And I know that's kind of a foreign subject, but it is a part of you being in the body of Christ. You are a part or a piece in the body of Christ. You are a word in the volume of the book of life. Jesus is the first of many, what?
Brothers.
You are made in the image of? Yeah. So there's much more to you than you realize. And you need to be aware that the word, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. Now that it gives you a knowledge that you are one of those words that's coming out of his mouth. He's already declared you, and he created you and put you together in your mother's womb. Psalm 139. He is not looking at you like an accident. There's a specific purpose for you. And so is there for me. And notice, his word will accomplish what he desires and achieve the purpose for which he sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace, the mountains and hills. Mountains imply government. Hills, smaller governments. will burst into song before you. And all the trees of the field, that's people, will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree. A thorn bush means somebody that's coming from the negative realm. And instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign, which will not be destroyed. You are a part of the kingdom that will never be destroyed. You are one word in the multiplicities of the book of life. And the first word is Jesus. He became flesh, and then you and I, we're next. As a corporate body, to serve in the earth for such a time as this. So God's word to you is what you were meant to complete and to accomplish in the earth will be done. Because you know what? He's not going to fail. Amen. He's not going to fail. He will empower you when you least expect it. He will energize you in a way that you could never be energized unless you just go, ha-hum, I guess I'll never change. I don't think I want to change. I'm happy where I'm at. He'll respect that decision as well. But it is important that if you study this particular chapter, you'll get to see a little bit of who you are. And it should be exciting. Father, I gave them what you showed me today. And I'm asking you now to bring it to life for them. And so that they will complete the mission that you have given them. Because the grace is there for them. In Jesus' name. Share some hugs with each other.